A Boston-based biotech company is about to go public. Moderna Therapeutics has raised millions of dollars privately as it tries to develop a synthetic version of the messenger molecules in the human body that communicate instructions to the body's cells. They're called mRNA. Now the company is launching the biggest initial public offering IPO in medical tech history. Damian Gardhey from Stat News has reported extensively on the company and joins us now to talk about this latest move. Hi, Damian.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So tell us why this IPO is significant.
So as you mentioned, it would be the largest in the entire history of biotechnology. Moderna is raising about $500 million at a valuation of more than $7 billion. For a company of this size and at this stage of development, this is unprecedented.
Why does it need the cash?
It doesn't technically need it in the short term. The issue is public markets are fickle and things have been up and down in the past. So investors I talk to think that Moderna is choosing to go public now just in case the market won't really sustain it in the future.
When we spoke this summer, the company had been running human clinical trials for vaccines to treat various diseases, but had not yet successfully created a safe drug, which is what investors had been paying into. So given that, what do you think the reception might be for this IPO?
Moderna built that valuation, as you mentioned, on the promise of what mRNA might do. But in terms of actually actualizing that promise in clinical trials, the company hasn't yet done that. So the issue with vaccines, obviously, they're very crucial to human health and to global population health, but they are not nearly as lucrative as the drugs for chronic disease or rare disease that have sort of made the biotech industry such a cornerstone of American capitalism, basically. And so for a lot of people, the jury is still out on whether Moderna deserves that multi-billion dollar valuation until they can show some sign that they can treat other diseases in human beings in clinical trials.
Well, given that, how big a risk is today's IPO for the company then?
Arguably, it's quite large. If the reception for Moderna shares is not as positive as the company thinks, it could leave some of its early investors looking at losses compared with what they paid for shares on the private market. That being said, when you talk to the executives at Moderna, they are very much playing the long game. In their minds, this is the beginning of a decades-long journey that, if everything works out, could legitimately change the way biotech is done.
Well, what does all this mean for other biotech startups?
I think in all of the many companies, especially around Boston and Kendall Square, that have ambitions of going public on their own, if this Moderna IPO is a smashing success, you can imagine they will all be heartened by that and the market will look open into 2019. If, on the contrary, this becomes a debacle and it's a teachable moment, so to speak, a lot of companies that aspire to going public might have to postpone or even cancel those plans coming into the new year.
How is this IPO being received within the community? Do other biotech startups think it's a good idea, or are they worried that it might be premature?
As I mentioned, the company commands this huge valuation, much larger than other companies that are arguably comparable to it. And that means that some of its competitors and other investors have looked at the company askance a little bit and maybe expressed doubts privately about it. But because the fate of this IPO has such implications for the whole industry, now a lot of Moderna's competitors and arguably detractors are in a position where they kind of have to root for its success.
Okay, Damian, well, I guess we'll know how this goes for the company by the end of the trading day today. Damian Gardhey from Stat News, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Bob, thanks for having me.